This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We just had Linnell Willingham, who said, he believes it's a 35% chance that it is a Titanic situation, that they would trade away Terry McLaurin and that he won't play. Do you agree? You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Interestingly, I checked out our poll of the day, which you can vote at Junks Radio, and basically posed the question. He's under contract, but he's trying to get this bigger contract extension. Mm-hmm. Whose side are you on? You on Team Terry or Team Adam Peters? This is what's interesting about it. So far, over 500 votes, 50.3% Team Terry, 49.7% Team Adam Peters. It is
that shocks
me. Right, this, down the middle.
I would have two different answers based on the information we don't know. Mm-hmm. I would be on Team Terry if Adam Peters is lowballing him and basically saying you can play for the same amount as you made last year.
Yeah.
But I would be on Team Adam if Buddy Baker is asking for $34 million a year.
Yeah, but you couldn't ask for that.
You got to meet in the middle. You got to get, look, Adam
Peters. Okay, but they clearly can't.
I think Adam Peters is suffering from recent sticker shock when it comes to what wide receivers are making in the NFL.
Yeah.
And is he going to give Terry $35 or $37 million or something approaching Jamar Chase?
No.
Is he going to give him Justin Jefferson money at $35
million? No.
But I think he has to come to the realization that if he wants Terry McLaurin to sign a deal here, that number is going to start with a three. And I think that that's a psychological hurdle for him.
You don't think 28 would get it done?
I don't think so. I just...
If they're offering you 24, then all of a sudden they come in at 28?
You're still taking a hometown discount. And I don't think Terry McLaurin wants to take a hometown discount.
All I'm saying is we don't know the numbers, okay? We just don't.
We don't.
If they can't meet in the middle, which doesn't seem like they can right now, that would depend on the numbers that Terry's asking for in Buddy Baker versus what Peters is offering.
Well,
I could play both sides, because if Buddy Baker's saying we're not playing for anything less than 35,
I don't know the
then
numbers,
I'm not on your side.
I don't know the numbers exactly, but I know this. I know the number that Adam Peters is floating to that camp starts with a two.
Yeah.
And then the Terry McLaurin camp is not happy with it.
But Terry's agent, Jason, you know this, and negotiate. He's not going to give him his absolute lowball number.
Yeah.
Now, he's never going to do that. Mm-hmm. So he's going to hold fast to a big number, and then eventually at some point cave a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But he's not going to tell him what the cave number is.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume.
But he's not going to tell him, I will, you know.
I don't think the nuclear
option
is going to happen.
But if I'm Adam Peters and Buddy Baker says we're not coming off $35 million a year, okay. Call me in a couple weeks.
I don't think he's going to get traded, But if Adam Peters isn't willing to go around 30-plus million AAV, then I might start thinking, might have to trade him.
5 minutes ago, Adam Schefter tweeted that the Commanders that officially placed Terry McLaurin on the reserve did not report list.
Right. That's a semantics thing. Yeah, make it official. All right. So can I throw out something that's not nice and mean, but just... Can I just play along with me?
Sure.
And don't try to cancel me and fire me. But maybe we need a receiver to get hurt.
Huh.
You know, maybe we need Noah Brown, or maybe we need Michael Gallup, because it'll spur.
We need one of those guys to go down and training camp with an injury.
I'm trying to pick somebody.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this and not be mean.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, maybe because. You start losing guys, then that's going to, now all of a sudden your value goes up, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to lose Debo. I don't even want to lose any of those guys. And I don't mean it in a mean way. I'm just
kind of being, so they become more desperate.
It's okay.
I'm not spitballing. I'm just saying.
Well, if Debo tore his Achilles today in practice, yeah, I mean, that's.
Well,
but if Kazmir Allen goes down, I mean.
No, not Kazmir Allen.
It's not going
to
be.
It would have to be somebody.
It would have to be somebody that's a contributor.
Yeah.
1-800-636-1067.
Because that'll spur some movement, I think.
And that's something that I think clearly works in Terry's favor, is that they're not that deep at wideout.
No.
Even with the addition of Debo Samuel, they're not super deep.
Unless they love the kid that they drafted from Virginia Tech that most people believe is a special teams guy.
And McCaffrey takes the next step in year two. Maybe they're banking on that.
McCaffrey's the one that we all sleep on. He's the one that we're all sleeping on. Well, maybe for good reason.
Right.
1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls. Are you Team Terry or are you Team AP? The general manager speaking on behalf of the Commanders. Although he didn't really say anything, but I guess you'd be Team AP if you just believe he's being fiscally responsible and trying to fit Terry in versus overpaying him.
I don't care that much about fiscal responsibility when you have plenty of salary cap money and you're trying to ink one of your most important players. This is not like a fifth or sixth wideout on your roster. This is your most important wide receiver for your young quarterback.
The heart and soul guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also shown with your other offseason moves that you're all in this year.
Right.
You wouldn't have traded for Laremy Tunsil and Debo Samuel if you weren't all in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And signed Von Miller.
And trade for Lattimore midseason last year.
Trade for Lattimore last year. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my phone call. First, I'm going to lead off this, and I'm going to make it as quick as I can, with that press conference that they gave yesterday. Okay, Dan Quinn started it off, and then he passed it over to Dan Peters. And the way it seemed to me when I saw that, it seemed like Adam Peters the whole time, because I was looking at him, really, not so much Dan, was trying to figure out, oh, God, what the hell am I going to say? What am I going to say? I'm not ready for this. And then he comes up and he blows his smoke and says what he's going to say and says what he says. That he wasn't ready for that yesterday. The way I'm seeing this right now, it's kind of a failure.
Hold on, Dennis.
I thought he was ready for it. What did you want him to say?
No, he wasn't ready for it. He was blowing smoke.
He wasn't ready for a press conference.
Of course he was blowing smoke.
You don't think he knew the media was going to ask about Terry McLaurin?
Okay, and here's another thing I don't like about him. Okay,
is there a difference between him and Mark? Is there much of a difference?
Go ahead.
Okay, when he goes, he'll always, like, when somebody new starts to ask him questions, he'll come up and he'll smile at him real quick, and then all of a sudden his face turns to ice. Okay, he did it once, and then he blew smoke.
Jeez.
And then somebody,
and you're really overanalyzing this press conference.
Comes up with this real quick little, shows his teeth, smile, and then goes right back to ice. I'm gonna tell you what, if he does not get Terry signed, a couple things will happen. There's going to be a lot of really upset people around here. And second of all, they'll take it in losses, too, because they need that man. And just like everybody's saying, why are they messing with Terry? Why are they messing with Terry? Terry can stay. Adam can go. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thank you, Dan.
Now everyone is anti-Adam. They loved him last year.
Yeah.
Dennis loved Adam Peters last
year. All the Commanders fans have been clamoring for is for like real football people to come in and run the football operation. You finally have one of those people in Adam Peters. Let's not run him out of town.
I agree with Dennis. Adam Peters is so clueless. He was not prepared for the media to ask him about Terry McLaurin.
He wasn't prepared for a press conference that he knew was happening.
He knew that was not. He thought they were going to ask him about Debo.
I do agree with this, though. It appeared that Dan Quinn was uncomfortable. And Dan Quinn didn't really want to deal with
it. That was your read?
That was my read.
I didn't notice that, but I didn't watch it as long
Dan
as
Dan Quinn just wants to coach ball.
Yeah.
That was my impression when we met him the other night at Eddie Merlot's in Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a football guy. He loves football. Even when he goes to Hawaii, he was telling Jason and I, he looks at his iPad and watches film.
I'm sure he does.
Right.
He has a silly view, though.
He didn't have his hat on backwards at Eddie Merlot's.
He didn't? Okay.
No, he didn't.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
We got to get to the point, man. Terry, in Adam Peters' eyes, maybe the organization, he's not a key part. He's an important part. He's not key. Everybody keeps throwing out these adjectives describing him, and the organization is telling us clearly that they don't view him that way. This year is pretty much already guaranteed. He's going to get that money. I just don't see him signing. Without, like, it's going to have to be, and if we're only offering 25, 26, I just don't see it. I think I see Terry probably holding out. I think you got to play, eight games, or you got to return by week 8 to get your service credit or whatever it is.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to interrupt you, RG, but other than like John Riggins, like 30 years ago, when you sit out a year and try to come back, it just rarely works out. Did Sean Gilbert do it 1 year? Maybe be moderately successful. But like guys that hold out the whole year, I remember Riggins did it and came roaring back. But I remember Le'Veon Bell did it. He never was the same.
Sit out, but I think you have to report by like week 8 in order to get like that, in order for this year to count. I just don't like what inclination right now have we shown, at least right now, that we can get a sign that like we're even close. And right now, and I didn't understand the Michael Gallup signing. I was like, he's been out of football now? Okay. Some of this stuff is starting to make sense because we are not Adam Peters. And I think you guys had Neil Greenberg on, and he was talking about wide receivers after 30. We're in a sports society now where it's analytics. And if the analytics are saying wide receivers, they don't fall off a cliff, but wide receivers drop off after 30, I don't see how you can. And looking at
you just have to argue that you're the exception, that you're one of the few guys that can still be very productive.
Right. And if you Terry, I got a draft mate, DK Metcalf. If you're not even close to him, I don't understand how we're going to have a conversation when I feel like a guy who I was drafted with, I'm better than. So yeah. I just don't see how this is going to get resolved.
It's a difficult one for sure. All right, thank you, Reggie. Thank you, buddy. Always
and as far as Gallup
it.
Is concerned, that's just a low cost, potentially depth signing for the roster. Don't expect a lot out of Michael Gallup.
Right.
No, but I think his point is, if you don't have a Terry,
you got to rely on guys
like
that.
You got a veteran who's played, who maybe is going to play more than you want.
Yeah, it damages your impact on offense. Like how effective your wideouts are.
I don't think there's any way that Terry is going to sit out till week 8.
No. I don't foresee that happening.
50 grand a day until late October.
And I also think it's going to be hard for him to turn down let's say they get it up to 26, 28 million. You're going to really turn that down? They're going to give you 2-3 years of that?
Yeah, but if I'm Terry's camp, I'm arguing I'm making 23 already. The bump to 26 is negligible. Right, like, you need to do better. You need to
28,
do better.
28 or
29. Whatever the number is, whatever the number is, it's going to be
significant.
You're
stuck on that number starting
it's like
at 2.
Listen, whatever the number is, it's going to be massive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And at some point,
it has to be to get
at some point, you got to get that bag.
I agree, but
at some point, you can't fumble that bag.
Terry feels like he's a $30 million plus per year receiver, and I'm sure that's what his agent is striving for.
I agree, but at push comes to shove, are you going to really fumble that bag on principle? The $28 million bag for 3 years or what?
Potentially.
I wouldn't. I grabbed that thing.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, we'll talk to one of the guys who's been all over the story for weeks. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN will join us to talk more Terry McLaurin and the latest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.